You're listening to the BBC. Now, a charity which helps teenagers escape from forced marriage is calling on the British government to do more to track pupils who fail to reappear for school after the summer holidays. The autumn term is usually the first time teachers realise a child has gone missing and been taken abroad. From next year, anyone who coerces another person into marriage will face criminal charges. But campaigners argue it will be virtually impossible to police if the Department for Education doesn't know the scale of the problem. This report from Gillian Hargreaves.
I couldn't get my head around how your own family could do such a thing to you.
And then I landed in Heathrow. And I was just so glad to be back home.
Forced marriage is a form of domestic abuse. From next year, it'll be a criminal offence for anyone to coerce another person to get married. The Forced Marriage Unit, set up by the Foreign Office 8 years ago, reckons it sees about 1,500 cases a year, with 32 prosecutions in 2012. But according to campaigners, no one at the Department for Education appears to keep accurate figures on how many children disappear from school each summer. We've tracked down a teenager who ran away from her family a few months ago for fear she was about to be taken to India to be married. We've called her Sarah, and her words have been voiced by an actress.
Well, he was a guy twice my age and he was in India, so he probably would have come back here to stay, to live in the UK. In exchange for dowry, he was going to give me land, like he was a landowner. Land, house, gold, and all the wedding expenses his family said they would pay. It just makes you feel like an object, really. I told my friends what was going on and they said I had to leave because obviously I would have no life afterwards. And obviously I didn't want it as well. So I decided to stay at my friend's house. So I just packed my bags and just went before it got like too serious, because there was a moment when I was sort of like in-house lockdown where I wouldn't be allowed out. And it's a bit stupid to start jumping out of windows and stuff like that, but the front door was locked, the back door was locked. There was nowhere I could go anyway, so I didn't want that to happen again, so I decided I would have to leave, so I left.
Other women aren't so lucky and can end up in a life of misery. Tara, we've changed her name, thought she was going on holiday one summer back to the country of her parents, but they abandoned her there, forcing her to a marriage of physical and sexual abuse and mental cruelty.
I wasn't allowed to go anywhere. I wasn't even allowed to step out into the balcony. I was more or less a prisoner in their home. I remember, you know, his mum saying to me that the only reason why we've married off my son is for you to be a wife to him at night and a slave to us during the day. That was her only intention, is what she said to me.
When you talk about forced marriage, a lot of people will use the term honour crime. And there's nothing honourable about it, it's dishonourable. So
Anita Prem advises schools on the issue of forced marriage. Her message to 13 and 14-year-old pupils in East London is that it's always unacceptable.
The reasons behind forced marriage are very complex. It's about immigration, bringing people into the UK. It's about money. It's about control. It's about taking away people's freedoms. And that's one of the key reasons why forced marriage is still here. And the radicalisation as well, where people are harping back to a past that they're not even, is even part of their past. They're born in the UK, they're citizens of the UK, and they need to abide by the rules and the laws that will be coming out in the spring.
According to the UK government, it's a global problem, but almost half of the forced marriages they investigate take place in Pakistan.
Welcome to our shelter home for the victims of forced marriage.
Some victims end up in a refuge like SARC on the edge of Islamabad, an organisation which finds and rescues victims and ultimately returns them home safely. Khalida Salimi runs the centre.
To protect them from the danger of being murdered, we try to manage their get-up. We try to take them to the parlour to change their haircut, colour, change their shoe, dresses, because there is always a danger to be identified. It's the way people have been commodifying their children and the women. So when we rescue a girl, we feel satisfied that at least we are able to manage to take one person out of those abusive conditions.
Forced marriage can often only be discovered by UK schools in the autumn term when pupils fail to return to classes. Carla Thomas is joint head of the Forced Marriage Unit.
Our calls to our helpline go up by 50% over the summer months, so it is a real peak, and I know that over the summer we've been dealing with sort of two or three a week in Pakistan alone. Everyone has a role to play in this. Everyone needs to think, could this be a forced marriage? Is there more to this than meets the eye?
It's not only the sort of technical ways that you might phone up or find out about absences or contact agencies. It's also about intelligence gathering.
Liz Coffey is a head teacher in Derby. She's recently noticed intelligence now comes from other pupils who are ready to alert teachers if they think one of their number is being forced to go abroad to marry.
You talk to other children. We're pretty good at that here because of the relationships that we have with our children. So, for example, the girl who went on an extended holiday abroad, we found out about that because we found out about that from her friends.
Meanwhile, for Sarah, the future looks bleak. Estranged from her family, living in a refuge, life seems very uncertain.
I still talk to my sisters, my brothers and my sisters, but my parents, no. I feel quite upset because it's having no family, well, having no parents, whereas the other kids, you know, other kids have their parents and other kids have a normal life doing things at my age. It's just, I don't know.
One young woman who escaped a forced marriage, ending that report by Gillian Hargreaves. And the British government's told the BBC that there are no plans for a national register. Figures recording pupils' attendance are kept by schools. And if there are concerns, then head teachers should alert the police and social services.